Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 110 on April 18th, 2020. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Virgin Galactic, Snap Inc., and Caterpillar, and we discuss three new trades on United States Steel, JD.com, and the Spiders S&P 500 ETF. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you guys have any questions about the trades presented here on the show, or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can reach me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's eric@theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit our YouTube channel, the channel for The Weekly Option. So the equity markets in the U.S. enjoyed a second consecutive week of growth, with the first chunks of stimulus money reaching individuals and businesses. The Dow Jones Industrial Average picked up 523 points, ending the week at 24,242 points. The S&P 500 index gained 84 points, closing the week at 2,874 points on Friday. Now it's time for the topic of the week. The topic of the week this week is how to handle being wrong. And I've gotten used to it. I'm wrong every day. You can be wrong every day in the markets. You just don't need to stay wrong. In fact, if you have to be right about every trade, or if you're afraid to be wrong, you'll never pull the trigger, right? Because you never have complete information until in hindsight. So get used to being certain or making certain decisions with certainty, even though you're in a time of uncertainty, because you never have all of the information you need. I learned early in my trading career that you won't get fired for being wrong. You will get fired for staying wrong. So the thing that opened the door for me trading options, my very first trading job, was one of the senior guys within my company was in a position that was losing $1 million a week, and he refused to close it because he felt like he was right. He was very educated, had not only a college degree, but a master's degree and his doctorate. And so he felt like he was correct. And I believe it's John Maynard Keynes, who was one of the fathers of demand side economics. He said, markets can remain irrational longer than you can remain solvent. And what that means is the market can do the very thing you think is wrong. Like, the markets can't do this. Markets can stay wrong longer than you can afford to keep covering the margin on a bad trade. So what I learned early on, and it stayed with me, is that you won't get fired for being wrong. You will get fired for staying wrong, and you'll also get fired for not trading, which means not making a bunch of imperfect decisions. Trading in and of itself is making a bunch of imperfect decisions that ultimately, if you understand risk enough, you can cultivate and shape the trade so that it becomes perfect for your P&L. So that's it for this week's topic. Get used to being able to be wrong and finding a solution that allows you to make a trade that gets you to the right side of the position. So with that said, being said, let's go ahead and dive into the trade review from last week. Of course, yesterday was April options expiration. So any April options that you have are either trading for their intrinsic value, or they are worthless at this point. So let's start with the cover call. So we looked at Virgin Galactic Holdings last week for the cover call. Symbol S as in Sierra, P as in Papa, C as in Charlie, E as in Echo. At the time, the stock was trading for $15.27. I looked at buying that stock and selling the May 16 call at $1.95, hoping for a 17.55% return in 5 weeks. Well, Virgin Galactic stock grew $3.63 per share this week, closing at $18.90 per share. The May 16 call we sold is officially in the money, which will yield us our highest payout of $2.68 in total, or that's the 17.55% return on your capital for the trade. Now, you'll have to wait until expiration, or if the call option gets exercised early, in order to lock in the full return on this trade. If you were to buy the option back and then sell the stock, you can lock in an immediate profit of 83 cents per share, but by holding it through expiration, you actually get to triple your return. So you get 4 more weeks before May expiration, might very well be worth it. Now, the credit spread last week was not quite so well. We looked at Snap Inc., the owners of the creator of Snapchat, symbol S as in Sierra, N as in November, A as in Alpha, P as in Papa. At the time, the stock was trading for $13.61 per share. We looked at selling that May 13-12 put spread at 33 cents, which can give us a maximum possible loss of 67 cents per spread. So Snapchat stock fell 63 cents this week, closing at $12.98 per share on Friday. The out-of-the-money put spread we sold is now at the money, and the spread gained roughly 15 cents with the stock move down, which makes a loss on the trade of 15 cents if you were to try to close it today. So you can actually sell the May 15-16 call spread against the put spread and collect 19 cents. So this changes your trade significantly. That means that the total trade value that we will have been paid, or the total amount we will have collected on selling both the put spread and the call spread, would be 52 cents, and that leads to a maximum total loss of 48 cents. So by selling the call spread, not only do you increase the amount of money that you've received, but you also ultimately reduce the risk down from 67 cents per spread down to 48 cents per spread. So that's not too bad. And it also gives us a wider profit range on the stock. So if the stock finishes now anywhere between $12.48 per share and $15.52 per share, then we can collect some sort of a profit, possibly our full profit of 52 cents per spread on this trade. So that's it. If you decided to get short that put spread with me, I would definitely consider adding to it by selling the call spread. Final trade on the week, and this was a doozy. Actually, a good buddy of mine who listens to the show as well called me up and asked me, well, what are you going to do on that Caterpillar? So we looked at buying a debit spread on Caterpillar, symbol C as in Charlie, A as in Alpha, T as in Tango. The stock last week traded for $125.03. We looked at buying that May 120-125 call spread, paying $3.35 for it, hoping for a maximum gain of $1.65 or a 49% return on your capital. Well, Caterpillar stock fell $8.73 this week, ending the week at $116.30 per share. The in-the-money call spread we purchased is now significantly out of the money. So you can sell the spread for a loss of $1.66 per spread at the moment. Now, your best hedge against this trade, you know, since you own a spread, your best trade against owning this call spread would be to sell a higher strike call spread. Now, of course, those spreads don't have as much value at this point, so you're still likely be lost with left with a little bit of a loss. So you could also sell a call spread and a put spread against this trade. So sell the Iron Condor, but you have to understand the risk, because buying a call spread and selling a put spread are both trades that benefit when the market goes up in price, right? So when the market is going down in price, both of those spreads actually take a hit as well. So it's actually not a hedge. Selling a put spread is not a hedge at all against owning a call spread. Now, on Monday, because we just went through expiration, on Monday, more strikes will be priced since this May will become the front month. So this will give you the ability to find other spreads within this month that are priced possibly better, or in such a way that it might be better. You might be better off to just offset your risk. Another thing you can do, since this was a $5 wide spread, another thing we can do, we bought a $5 wide spread. You could sell a $4 wide spread inside of with strikes inside. So we're along the 120-125 call spread. We might be able to sell the 121-124 call spread, right? So now what you end up with is being long a $1 call spread and short a $1 call spread against it. So again, if you understand options and understand the way risk works, there are any number of secondary positions that you can put on to actually make it where you end up, you know, possibly making money on the spread, or at the very least, you know, significantly lowering the total amount of money that you can lose. So I'm not, this goes back to our topic of the week. Yes, I was wrong big on this Caterpillar, but no, I won't remain long, and neither should you. You just have to understand option risk well enough to figure out what your other decisions, what other trades you can put on to offset the risk. So let's look at this week's trades. And of course, I already mentioned that yesterday was options expiration for the month of April. I'm expecting some more strikes to be priced on Monday, which means that there will be some additional opportunities in the market, some of which might be better than the ones I'm discussing on the show this week. So certainly take a look at the trades that I'm speaking of on the show right now, but also know that there are going to be some new pricings, new options price, and that's going to open up the door for more opportunities. So just like we do every week, we're going to start off with the covered call. This week, I'm looking at United States Steel, symbol X is an X-ray. Stock ended the week at $6.79 per share. I'm looking at buying that stock and selling the May 7 call at 50 cents, which creates a maximum possible return of 10.46% in 4 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying U.S. Steel stock for $6.79 per share and selling the May 7 call at 50 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $7 per share, and the break-even price is $6.29 per share. The stock purchase in real terms would cost you $679, and you would collect $50 for selling the option. And one of the things I like about these covered calls on lower price stock is this. A, you're only going to have about $629 at risk in this trade, because your worst thing in this is what the worst trade or the worst exposure you have is the stock going down to zero. But this is already a $6 stock, right? So if it goes down to zero, you're only putting $629 at risk. That's a much better, much less costly decision than, say, a $16 or a $67 stock, a call spread on one of those, because you could lose a significant amount of money in that scenario. Whereas with this, hey, it's only $629. I don't like losing even a single dollar, but at least it's a much more defined risk that I know I can afford within my portfolio. So let's look at our next trade. Our next trade for the week is going to be a credit spread on JD, symbol J as in Juliet, D as in Delta. The stock ended the week at $46.15 per share, and I'm looking at selling the May 46-45 put spread, collecting 38 cents per spread, which means I could have a maximum possible loss of 62 cents. Now, you enter this trade by selling the May 46 put at $2.54, and concurrently buying the May 45 put for $2.16. This is a credit spread because we are ultimately selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $46 per share. The break-even price is $45.62 per share. And in real terms, you would receive $38 per spread that you sell and have $62 at risk. And then our final trade on the week is going to be a debit spread. We're looking at the Spiders S&P 500 ETF. This is a trade or a symbol that I love. Symbol SPY, S as in Sierra, P as in Papa, Y as in Yankee. Stock ended the week at $286.64 per share. I'm looking at buying the May 297-296 put spread, paying 65 cents, and that yields us a maximum possible gain of 35 cents per spread or 53.85% return on your capital. And one of the reasons I like this is that this ETF almost always has some good option trades that you could put on for a good price and have a, it's a great way to learn and to understand risk. So I'm a big proponent, and it has so much liquidity. You can almost always find a good trade and put one on there. So You enter this trade by buying the May 297 put for $15.30 and concurrently selling the May 296 put at $14.65. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain below $296 per share. The break-even price on this is $296.35, so almost $10 away from where stock is right now. In real terms, you will pay $65 to enter the spread, and your maximum gain is going to be $35 per spread. Now, that's it for this week's show. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you so much for following along and listening. And I love the emails I get from you guys, so feel free to email me anytime if you have questions or comments about the show, or if there's something, some type of trade that you'd like to see me cover on this show. I'm always up to adding to the palette and allowing you guys to learn on a weekly basis a little bit more about option trading. So that's it. If you have any questions, email me. Otherwise, stay safe, stay healthy, and happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.